It's shocking to see that numbers of recorded offences of a paedophile meeting a child after grooming them online have increased by 69% over 5 years. We're really clear that that sort of abuse just simply shouldn't be tolerated, and the police need to be able to step in before an offender meets a child. Now, we've been campaigning for 3 years to make sure that the police have the tools to do that through this fixing of the law to make online grooming an offence in its own right. As a result of an NSPCC campaign, Parliament passed this law 2 years ago, and the government has only just seen fit to bring it into force. And that means that the police will finally be able to take action from the very first time that an adult sends a sexual message to a child. We think that's really important because we know that this is exactly how online paedophiles work, by building a relationship of trust with their victim and sending increasingly sexual messages. It's really clear that children shouldn't have to wait until they're put at physical risk of harm. The police should be able to finally step in from today, the first time that an offender sends that sexual message to a child. The police have been telling us that they want this offence to be brought into force for some time. It should allow them and parents to finally have some reassurance that there are the tools, there is the law available to stop this abuse escalating before it starts. It's really important that parents are aware of the activity that their children have online and have in place their proper privacy and security controls, especially on social media accounts. There's lots of support and help for parents to do that through the NSPCC website and through our helpline. Now, of course, any time that the NSPCC or parents are worried about a child receiving these kind of sexual messages, they should go to the police, because that's the time that the police will be able to take action. We simply can't push this under the rug. We need to make sure that this abuse is always recorded and always reported to the police. We do need to make sure that everybody is aware of the risks of using the internet and instant messaging services and those kind of things. And some of these conversations for parents and children can be quite difficult, but parents should remember that they're not in this alone. There's lots of help and support out there to make sure that they can take action to help protect their children. We're overjoyed that the government has finally taken action and brought this law into force, which will allow the police to intervene. We're clear that stopping online groomers will make sure that children are safer from today, and we're really grateful that the government has finally done it.